When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinions, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah,
especially if you agree.
So yeah,
so yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever and wherever you're listening to it. Welcome to the So Yeah podcast. I don't know what I was trying to do there, but I was trying to switch it up, babe. With your girl, Caroline M. Diamond. We got to keep it fresh, okay? Because this is episode 27 in the club. Crank, gang. What? Today, I would like to talk about me being not a type A and not a type B person, but I'm falling somewhere like in the middle. And I find that like type A people are like very rigid. And it's like, it must be done this way or it's no way. And then I'm more of a type B because I got my shit together, because I find those people like very unhinged and messy. But I would say like I'm a type A.5, or I don't know. Like I'm definitely like in between, because I love, if you come over to my house, everything has a place. Okay. My clothes are folded just such in color coordinated way. Everything in my closet is color coordinated, and within that color coordination, it's by sleeve size. So if it's like tanks, it goes tanks, t-shirts, long sleeves, X, Y, and Z. Jackets are on their one section. Pants are in their one section. And I like things a certain way, but I'm also like very like free. You know what I mean? Like I love spontaneity. It doesn't have to be like this. Like I'm not like, I look through like a restaurant menu to see, oh, these are kind of things I would eat there. But I'm not like, okay, I must eat this food when I go there 3 weeks from now. My friend Carly Dizon, love you so much. But she literally, she will message me. She's like, what are you going to get? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I'm not even there yet. Or weeks before, what are you going to wear? What am I going to wear? Girl, I don't even know if I'm going to wake up on the right side of the bed that day, okay? One step at a goddamn time, you know what I mean? So that's why I wouldn't say that I'm necessarily, like, a type B person, because, yeah, like, sometimes I'm very, like, lackadaisy, and I'm like, whatever. But I'm definitely not type A. Like, I'm not, like, super regimented. I mean, I could use a little more routine in the life, like, as we all probably could. But I would say, like, I kind of fall into that, like, in-between place. Because, like, I get shit done. I keep people on track. But I'm not, like, I'm not the captain of the ship. I'm, like, second in charge. I like kind of being in that, like, if it were Batman and Robin, I want to be Robin. Like, I want part of the fame and the accolades, but I don't want to be responsible if things go haywire, if that makes sense to you. It's, like, that's why I love assisting. Because, like, at the end of the day, you ain't gonna really yell at me. You're gonna yell at my boss. And that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
So, yeah.
I don't know about anybody else, and I'm definitely, like, kind of late to the game, but I am an iPad kid. I really am. And I got an iPad probably, like, two, three Christmases ago. And when I tell you my iPad is my best friend, it is my Bravo device. Okay, I watch all of my Housewives on there. I watch my Below Decks. I watch my Jimmy Fallons. I love my iPad. And what I love about my iPad is I have like a keyboard attachment. So it like makes me think that like it's like a laptop, but it's not as heavy. It's not as expensive. And I don't know, like, of course there are things that like I need to do that include a laptop, but Kylie has a desktop computer. So like, I'm just going to use hers until I can't, and then I'll figure it out later. You know what I mean? But I love my iPad. I love being able to touch the screens. And so like, I really get these like goo brain kids who are iPad kids. Like, yeah, I'm going to snatch my iPad back too. The fuck are you doing? It's mine. My games. Side topic on like games. I'm not usually a big game person. I do play Sudoku like every day because got to keep that brain sharp. I got Alzheimer's in the family. Okay. But the game that I'm on right now, that Sudoku or Solitaire, the game I'm on right now is, this sounds so autistic, but I sift sand into different containers. But when I tell you, it is very satisfying to watch the sand go with the right colors into every little carafe, it does something to me. And I'm on like level 900. It's a safe space, right? I curate a safe space, so don't judge me. This part of the podcast is called Currently, and it's everything that I am currently reading, watching, and listening to. As for what I'm reading, it's very fresh. I started Diana Vreeland's book, her memoir. Byron gave it to me. And I also, side note, I love borrowing books from friends that like to underline in their books or highlight, because I like to see what resonates with them. So then maybe like I'll think about it more, or I'll be like, what the hell? Next, you know what I mean? So for those of you uncultured swines who's like, who's Diana Vreeland? Diana Vreeland walked so Anna Wintour could run. I don't know, but she was the editor-in-chief of Vogue before Anna Wintour. She was also at Harper's Bazaar, but I can't wait to figure out and find out more information about her life, because it's just very fascinating to me, and I just kind of like love her. After I read Andre Leon Talley's book, I was just like, oh, I need to read this book. And then he had it, and then he's letting me borrow it, and we love friends that let others borrow, because I am going to do that. Borrow. As for what I'm listening to, we know on the podcast that I've been on a Madonna deep dive discography. Whoa, Madonna deep dive discography. Madonna deep dive. Ooh, one more time. Madonna deep dive discovery. Whoa. Madonna deep dive discography. One more time. Madonna deep dive discography. Woo! Okay. Okay, so technically, the next album after all the movie soundtracks is the Like a Prayer album, and I believe it's her fourth studio album. And I have to be honest, I really have to be honest, not my favorite album. It starts off really strong. You have Like a Prayer, banger, of course. I used it for my comedy show. Mm-hmm. Shameless plug. Yes. So I use Like a Prayer. Love that song. Express yourself, don't repress yourself. Amen. And then there's also a song. So it goes Like a Prayer, Express Yourself. And there's a song called Love Song, which I've never heard before, but it's a song that she has with Prince. And for some reason, it sounds like obviously like dated in a way, but also very fresh. Like the thing is that Madonna is the blueprint. Okay. And I just, it just sound like the fingers on the pulse, you know what I mean? Like she really created a sound, and like you get Prince in there, and I love Prince. And I've also thought about doing a Prince deep dive, but he has like literally like 40 albums. So I don't know if I can take out a part-time job just to listen to Prince. I don't think it's going to work out. But anyway, I did not really like this album at all. It makes me sad because she was like, True Blue was so, oh, so layered and deep, and it was all about her love for Sean Penn, which, yuck. But, and then she went to do a couple movies. So this album came out like 3 years after that True Blue album, and it kind of felt like she was trying to, I don't know if it was a label thing or where she was like kind of seeing her life, but it kind of felt like she was trying to do something from like the first two albums that she had, but it didn't hit the same. It really didn't. So unfortunately, my rankings for the Madonna album goes 3, 1, 2, 4. That's my ranking. And I'm going to continue. And I'm so excited for the next phase because it's erotica. And I just know that like I haven't even gotten into like really the Madonna of it all yet. I can't wait. So I'm going to do erotica soon. And I can't wait to tell you all about it. As for what I'm watching, oh my God, wow. So I think I have seen, had seen one of these movies in the past. But it wasn't at the forefront of my mind. Like, the memory wasn't strong enough that I really remembered plot lines. But obviously, like, I know some of the, like, colloquialisms that came from the movies. And the movies that I watched were the Austin Powers series. First of all, we have to bring back silly movies. Okay, I was laughing at the stupidity. I love stupid. Like, everybody just now wants to be seen a certain way or received in a certain... Like, girl, shut the fuck up. Like, honestly. Like, that's how I feel. That's how I feel. Like, let's just have silly jokes. Like, he has a pee joke. And I laughed. Like, maybe that makes me a boy. Maybe that makes me uncultured swine. But I don't give a fuck. Like, honestly. I want to laugh. And I want to giggle at, like, stupid shit. We all piss. So go piss, girl. You know? But he is so funny. Like, oh my God. And then the styling. Oh my God. The styling is incredible. The set design. It was so good. And he is so funny. Mike Myers is so funny. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, in my head, I just kept saying, yeah, baby. Yeah. To, like, everything that I would see this past couple weeks since watching it. And I was just like, wow, this is amazing. Honestly, if you want a good fucking laugh and you haven't watched the movies in a while, I really do suggest watching Austin Powers. It's so campy. Again, if you listen and watch my program, you understand that camp is the base level of my existence. So if you don't get camp, you don't get me. So then there's no reason why you should even be watching or listening to my episodes, because it won't make sense to you. But Austin Powers, so fucking funny. Oh my God. And then the choreography, the opening scenes, Marguerite Derricks. Yes. Dum, 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 dum. I mean, why was I dancing, shaking my titties to it? Oh my God. I had so much fun. So watch the Austin Powers season, series, and how I rank the series, it would go the first movie, the third movie, and then the second movie. For some reason, the first one is just iconic, obviously. Obviously. And then the second one didn't hit. Heather Graham didn't really hit for me in this role. But then Beyonce, what can I say? We stan. Beehive Assemble. Just kidding, I'm not in the Beehive, but don't tell them. Thank you so much for listening, watching, wherever you're consuming this content. I really appreciate it. You know, I'm always looking for sponsors and views and clickbait. So if you have anything, any suggestions, I will definitely listen to them. But I'm not always going to take your suggestions, because at the end of the day, this is my fucking job. Yeah, okay. So yeah.